Shows of every kind invite the crowd. Shows that make us grip our seats with excitement.
A sample of the marvelous freaks you'll see for the price of a small bin burn.
Internet Freak Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Internet Freak Show. In 2006, a user on 4chan accidentally stumbled across a live stream of a Korean woman's apartment. The woman on the camera was sleeping so deeply that the 4chan user actually believed her to be dead, but she did awake and quickly hid behind some handwritten signs, written in Korean. He posted his discovery to 4chan, and thus begins the story of ChipChan. Now, before I go any farther, I want to touch on that name, ChipChan. Apparently, the woman is aware of this nickname, but is not very fond of it. And so for the remainder of this episode, I'll use the name she prefers to be known as, which is simply Jane. As I mentioned before, Jane streams nearly her whole life online and has been doing that since at least 1999. Her life starts to take shape a little bit through all the signs that she holds up to the camera, as well as chats that she sometimes participates in with the people watching her stream, and the blogs that she's maintained throughout the years. Jane believes that she's been implanted with a microchip that controls her. This microchip was implanted by a man that she refers to only as P, and she claims that P is a police officer in Korea who holds her captive. She claims that she comes from a very wealthy family and that P is after this money. Most of her life is spent streaming online, although she does seem to leave her apartment sometimes. So if she's really being held captive, her captor doesn't appear to be very good at it. When she leaves her apartment, she frequently does so in disguise. Throughout the years, she's maintained many blogs. One at WordPress that hasn't been updated since 2013. Another blog of hers went quiet in 2014, but came back for one entry in August of 2018. But it hasn't been updated since. The more you dig, the more blogs you'll find. Some at WordPress, some at Blogspot, and all of them are very outdated. Some were opened and only have one entry. And they all have approximately the same format of links to the old, outdated streaming feeds with passwords on how to view them. Her YouTube channel is now the most active online presence that she has, operating at a channel named Mind Control Weapon. Her streaming sessions last varying amounts of time these days, but they can go on for several days at a time. Typically, her streams are just her sleeping, sometimes for 30 hours or more at a time. Some of her handwritten signs have been translated to English. They say things like, "Don't get tricked, don't get fooled. Early every morning, if someone comes that paralyzes the person, I can't be stopped." The Stalker used this skill from 2006. "I have slept for 20 hours every day since then. I do not know what have happened while I have been asleep. I have always been afraid of sleeping." Stalker P breaks in after disable camera. "Korean cop P makes me lose consciousness at any time, so I always sleep on the chair for years. How can you sleep sitting on the chair every day if you don't lose your consciousness? I haven't dreamed for years because I lose my consciousness." The days of her streaming 24/7 for days or weeks at a time are gone. Her YouTube streams now go silent for days at a time, and when she streams, it's only for a few hours. She usually sleeps in a chair, but sometimes she sleeps in a filing cabinet. Some users have chatted with her while she is live streaming. Others have interacted with her via email. In chats and emails, she always mentions P. She does have a canned email response that she sends to many people who reach out to her. The email reads, "The stalker Korean cop P has been after me for 16 years. What he has done to be discovered. Maybe mass communication investigates, and it will be revealed. Please help me for reporters or help people know this. I need this case should be known for the world." Recent streams of hers have been showing off some cuts, scrapes, and bruises, leading some to wonder if she's harming herself. This wouldn't be unheard of with Jane. In 2017, some people thought she tried to kill herself by hanging. Live on a stream, of course. So who is Jane? Some details are known. Like, we know she's a woman living in an apartment in South Korea. She's moved several times throughout the years, and at one point, the location of her apartment was known. During one stream, we saw an older couple poke their heads into the video, leading some to believe that neighbors or relatives are helping to care for her. Beyond that, we really don't know a lot. Even after 20 years of streaming, lots of blogs, and countless streaming hours, we don't even know her real name. So who is P? Jane claims that she knows the man's full name and rank in the police force, but she refuses to say it. This whole situation has been reported to police departments in South Korea, so you'd think if there were any truth to these claims, P would have already been discovered. So what's the deal with the cameras? At first, people believed that P placed the cameras there himself to survey Jane while he held her captive, but he made the streams public by accident. This theory falls apart with even the most basic scrutiny. Wouldn't P have a problem with his prisoner writing signs and holding them up to the camera, as well as giving her access to computers and email and chatting and blogs? Wouldn't he be more protective than that? And that's without even mentioning her trips outside of the apartment. If she's being held prisoner by P, he may be the worst prison guard I have ever heard of, allowing her to broadcast freely and communicate her predicament with others, and to come and go as she pleases. For the conclusion of this story, please stay tuned after these words from our sponsors. So there's really only two prevailing theories about Jane. The first is that this is some sort of performance art. We've covered this theory in other episodes, and it is a frequent excuse that people go to in situations like these. Something weird pops up on the internet, and people struggle to figure out why or how it exists, so they default to an art installation. In the case of Jane, some people have theorized that Jane is actually played by several different actresses. I guess an art project isn't totally impossible, but I hate this reason. For the same reason I hate it every other time we go over it. It's just lazy, and it's too convenient. The second is that Jane is suffering from mental health issues, namely schizophrenia and paranoia. I won't pretend to be someone who can diagnose mental health issues based on a random South Korean's web presence, but this seems a lot more likely to me than performance art. The internet gives us all the chance to put some of our lives online. We share photos, status updates, live one-on-one videos, or even public videos. Some people like sharing more than others, and then people like Jane share their entire lives. Jane's story online shows the good and the bad sides of the internet, for better or worse. Some people are observing Jane just to make fun of her, or use the live streams like they're some sort of human zoo, while others contact police and officials in South Korea, hundreds or thousands of miles away, in an effort to get Jane the help that she needs. I take some comfort in knowing that Jane has so many supporters and viewers who are, in a way, watching over her and hoping for her safety and her comfort. Authorities have been contacted, and what we assume are caretakers have poked their heads into the videos. I hope that Jane isn't as alone as it seems from her streams, and I hope the concern of thousands of random internet users is helpful, or at least comforting to her. Thank you for listening to this episode of Internet Freak Show. If you have any feedback, please leave an iTunes review or reach out to me via Twitter. I am at Tim Wasson. For more awesome podcasts, or if you want to start your own podcast, check out the Geek Nerdery Podcasting Network at geeknerdery.com. There's podcasts on reality shows, horror movies, bowling, and more.
Until next time, stay freaky.